Listening Library presents Midnight for Charlie Bone by Jenny Nimmo. Read for you by Simon Russell Beale. Prologue. Long, long ago, a king arrived in the north. They called him the Red King, for he wore a scarlet cloak and his shield was emblazoned with a burning sun. It was said that he came out of Africa. This king was also a marvelous magician, and each of his 10 children inherited a small part of his power. But when the king's wife died, 5 of his children turned to wickedness, and the other 5, seeking to escape the corruption that surrounded their evil siblings, left their father's castle forever. Broken-hearted, the Red King vanished into the forests that covered the kingdoms of the north. He did not go alone, however, for he was followed by his 3 faithful cats, leopards to be precise. We must never forget the cats. The manifold and fabulous powers of the Red King were passed down through his descendants, often turning up quite unexpectedly in someone who had no idea where they came from. This is what happened to Charlie Bone, and to some of the children he met behind the grim, grey walls of Bloor's Academy. Charlie hears voices. On a Thursday afternoon, just after tea, Charlie Bone saw smoke. He happened to be looking out of his window when a dark cloud lifted above the autumn trees. The wind blew it south, and it moved through the sky like a great floating whale. Somewhere on the other side...